Okay, so with that, I'd like to start Baba Kama. Who has a Baba Kama? Like right now. Okay, so I... Alright, I made printouts.
I think I forgot it in the womb.
That was good.
There's
already
one more, if anyone.
Okay, so there's Gemaras going around. I have printed out the first sheet. I will probably, the first daf. I will likely print out the second daf for when we get there. If you're still with the shiur at that point, I strongly recommend picking up a Baba Kama for a couple dollars. Nothing like writing your own sefer. Sorry, this is once a week during this time slot.
How do you pick up a Baba Kama for a couple of dollars?
Amazon?
Go to EDOF, Amazon? And you go to ICC, use your 15 free printing a day, and after 6 days, you print it home with
that.
Do you have 15 a day?
No, it's 12 a day.
15 double-sided, which is a full
time. Does anybody else want to shoot Brenda from this side? From this side, shoot Brenda? Shoot Brenda?
Shoot, Brandeis.
Got him. Nice.
Casey, has anyone actually done that?
Really?
Or Alicia? Has anyone ever actually done that?
There's a lot of Brandeis lore. Most things that you think are crazy have been done. Okay. Okay, Baba Kama is the first Masechet of Seder Nezikin, the order having to do with torts and damages and civil law. Torts is a good word. If anyone asks you what you're studying in Brandeis, you can tell them you're studying Babylonian tort law. Tort is a... What is a tort? Like a damage, I think?
It's like a little pie.
Okay, okay. Okay, why is Baba Kama first? Great question. So it used to be that there was one really big Masechet called Masechet Nezikin, associated with Gaonim, and it was 30 prakim long, and through most of Shas, the way each Seder is organized is that the biggest one's first, or so. So anyway, so 30 is like pretty big. It's like a lot bigger than Sanhedrin. And at some point, someone decided that's too unwieldy to have a Masechet with 30 prakim, so they divided it into three. And they named them the first, the middle, and the last. And that literally is what Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, and Baba Batra mean. It means the first gate, the middle gate, and the final gate. So we begin with the first gate. If things go well this year, maybe we'll make it through all of Baba Batra. It's a little ambitious, but crazier things have been done. Okay. So what Baba Kama starts with damages that we're going to talk about. Eventually Baba Kama will get to discussion of Ganeva and Gzela, and will ultimately end up with assault. So why these things first before, let's say, Baba Batra, which deals more with, Baba Batra in particular deals with neighbors and neighbors damaging each other's property or squatting on each other's property or things about Matthias, like when he finds things. So Baba Kama comes first because Baba Kama is, imagine like Maslow's hierarchy of needs and you're a dayan, you're a judge. You need to first take care of assault and attack, and then you can start worrying about property and property rights and acquisition and those sorts of things, which are lower. So, okay. One preamble question I'm going to throw at you. I'm not going to answer. It's like if this wasn't a quick-paced Daf Yomi style shiur, we would spend a lot of time on this. This is a good shiur p'tichah question. But I'll ask you the following because it's a fun question to have in mind. Everyone in this room, side of the room, here, Gav, just specify in case someone didn't see it. Is the following. Is it usser to damage things? Or is it that once you damage things, then you have to pay for it? Meaning, is it that it's usser to damage things, and since you've done it, now you have to pay for it? Or is it not usser at all? It just, there's a reality that when you break something, you have to pay for it. And to illustrate this, my favorite apocryphal story of the summer camp, of the summer bus, like, Israel program, and they have like a rule on the bus, like no cursing, and every time you curse, you put a quarter in the jar, right? So some kid from whichever town you don't like, five towns, ten, whatever he wants, cars down. So that kid said, okay, to the counselor. He goes to the front, and he drops it like a $10. Like, that should cover me for the week. Okay, why is the story funny? Because it, like, undermines our sense of what the point was. The point, the counselor didn't want the kids to curse.
And he works in advance.
And he, well, okay, that's the question. I mean, the counselor wanted to limit cursing, and in order to do so, he imposed a penalty. The kid restructured the legal philosophy of the counselor's penalty and said that it wasn't a problem to curse. It's just that there's a penalty, right? When there's no penalty, it's not a problem to eat donuts. There's just a penalty every time I eat a donut, I have to pay for it, right? It's not wrong to eat donuts.
It's like the water tax in California, which corporations.
Great situation there. The Department of Water, the DWP, and they're trying to reduce the amount of water intake, and they're imposing taxes, and people are using less water, so they're hiking up the prices. Fascinating.
But if they have the money anyway, and they want the water.
Right. Question.
I have another
example. Oh, okay. We'll leave the examples for if we ever do. You know, when we finish Baba Kama, we're going to look back and work out the examples. Okay. Joining me at the very top, our Baba Nezikin, there are four super categories of damage. All of damage can be categorized. I'm sorry, I really don't have the voice. I apologize. It's hard for me to talk over people. Our Baba Nezikin, there are four super categories of damages. Hashor, the animal, the habor, which is a ditch, the amave, which is an unknown quantity we're going to talk about in a little bit, the hever, and fire. So these are the four. This is an old joke. Someone reminded me to tell me after the shiur's over. Lo hare ashor kare mave, velo hare mave kare ashor. So the Mishnah starts out saying, like, why do I have to list all four of them, right? Because maybe I could have gotten away with listing one or two of them, and I would have been able to extrapolate the others from that. The Mishnah likes to be sparse with words. And then I suppose reflective on its sparsity with words. Maybe on the East Coast. Lo hare ashor kare mave. So I'll tell you exactly why we have to list all four, because the shor and the mave are not the same. Velore mave kare ashor, meaning this one, in a certain sense, it has strictures that this one doesn't, and the other has strictures that the other one doesn't have. So you can't extrapolate one from the other. Veloza v'zesheish v'hen ruach chaim k'hareyash. And both the shor and the maveh have the quality that the source of the damage is alive. The source of the damage is alive and moving, unlike fire, which moves but is not animated by life. And all these three things are unlike bor, right? They're unlike the bor, the ditch, which does not go in, right? So a bor causes damage just by existing where it is. So all four, you see, all four super categories need to be spelled out and can't be extrapolated one from the other. Bless you. What is the common denominator of all of them? What is the thread that binds, or what do all four have in common? Shadarkan lahazik. It's typical of them to cause damage. Shmiratan alecha, that you the owner are obligated in guarding, in preventing the damage. Veshehezik chav hamazik l'shalom tashlumi nezek. And that when damage does happen, then the damager has to pay damages b'meitav aretz from the best of his land. A quick note about meitav aretz, because meitav aretz we will deal with much later. But when we extract payments, penalties or fines from people for doing things, we could do that from their what's it? Chattel. Okay, movable property, or we could extract it from their land. And land is considered to come in three levels, three grades. There's like good arable land where you can plant things and have a nice palm tree, and then there's like rocky soil garbage. You see, like, throughout Brandeis, there's, like, we wave between these two kinds of, like the grass can't grow at all, and here it's, like, luscious and green. And then there's, like, the middle in between the two. There's a big question.
Poison ivy.
Poison ivy, right. Some people are immune to poison ivy. Do you know that? I learned that.
Yeah. Well, I hear that even if you're immune, if you expose yourself too much, you can develop an allergy.
That's what Casey taught us.
Because the thing with poison ivy is that you don't have a reaction the first time you encounter it. So people don't encounter it, they don't. Have
that's how Eventide is, but
the second time, then it gets worse. It's progressive.
Yeah, it's same thing with bee stings.
If you expose yourself to it a lot, it'll
like,
get worse.
Like
well, I think with bee stings, no, because there are people who like beekeep their whole life and get like hundreds of stings. So with the bee stings, it's actually like.
Oh really?
Some people.
My father and brother-in-law worked on bees together, and they both got cumulatively worse.
But I think there are people who don't get cumulatively worse.
If you can hear me, clap one. If you can hear me, clap twice. Awesome. Okay. I don't want to do that so many times because I have a little gamar I have to hold in my hand, so I need both hands.
I can like borrow the. Borrow my hand.
All right. Okay, that's the mission, the gamara. Mi diktani avot michal deikatoldot. Okay. The gamara likes to go in order. So the first things first, arba avot. Okay, there's four supercategories. If I tell you there's supercategories, what does that tell you? There must be subcategories. Okay, excellent. Michlav deik midakani abod michlav deik toldot toldotin ki yosipan or lav ki yosipan. So here's the question: are the toldot like the abod or unlike the abod? Right? Are the toldot derivatives of the abod and they're like them, or are they like subsequently less degrees of severity? We'll explain in a second.
Okay, meaning in terms of Onesh.
I'll explain in a second. No, I'm doing Onesh. Well, maybe. It depends. We'll see. Okay, I'll give you two examples. I mean the Gemara. The Gemara will give you two examples to explain what it means. Kaveh Shabbat, none. So let's find another area of Halacha where there's something called Avod and Toldot. So the first thing that comes to mind is Shabbat, right? On Shabbat, we have also Malacha, and it's categorized also into Avod. How many Avod? 39. So how many people when they were little thought like the Avot Malacha were like no driving, no using your phone, no using your no smoking, no hair. Okay, there are 39 Malachot. Sorry, there are 39 Av Malachot, and each Av has any of a number of Toldas, maybe infinite Toldas, right? So, you have, let's say, Choresh, or let's say you have Zareah. Zareah is one of them. Is planting, and planting also includes watering. It also includes various things, aspects of allowing your plant to grow. Okay, but they are all like the Av. Follow all the Toldot are similar to the Av, and they're also similar in punishment severity. So here, let's look at the Gemara. Gabe Shabbat Tznan Avot Melachot Arba'im Chaser Echad. The number of malachot for Shabbat are 40 minus 1, is 39. Michlal de'ika toldot, toldoter ke'ezaben. So, sorry, avot michlal de'ika toldot, toldoter ke'ezaben. So the avot preclude, that there must be toldot, and the toldot are like them. Loshna av chatat, loshna tolda chatat. The punishment for doing an av is a chatat, and the punishment for doing a tolda is also a chatat. Regardless of whether you're doing the actual planting or you're doing watering, which is a tolda, the severity of punishment is the same. Loshna av skila, loshna tolda skila. So chata, skila is stoning. Chata is what happens if you do it by accident, and skila is what if you do it on purpose. And there's edim and they warn you and so forth. Umai ika bein av tolda nafkamina. So okay. So now the following question, like okay. If it's the same punishment, then why do I need to have?
There are musicians in this building.
It's always something. If they're the same severity punishment, then why do I need to have an av? Why do I need to have a tolda? Why do I need to have different categories if they're exactly the same? So, what's the nafkamina? The ilu avich te avot b'hadi hadadi. Sorry, the ilu avich te avot b'hadi hadadi. Because if you do two avot at the same time, so then you owe two chatats. Or you owe two skilas, but it's very difficult to owe two skilas. So you owe two chatats, right? If you do, let's say, choresh and zorei, you do plowing and you do planting, then you have to bring two chatats. Inami shtei toldot b'hadi adadi, or if you do like a toldot of chorish and toldot of zoreya, you also have to bring two chatat. But aval chada v'chada the ilu avid av toldot d'day lo machayv elachada. So, but if you happen to do zoreya and watering. Like you plant the seeds and you water them, so then that's part of the same category. And you could do any of a number of toldas within the av, or you could do the av and the tolda, you could do two toldas, you could do three toldas, you could do like seven toldas, you only owe one chata. That's what the point of having an av and a tolda in the context of Hilchot Shabbat is. Yes, Melissa.
Is this for a shogeg?
This is all shogeg, because if it's mazy, then you get stoned anyway. Meaning, like, there's only so many times you can get stoned.
You can get
Malco, no. Some college joke, insert here. This is going online.
You can get Malco, no?
No, it's parchment sila.
No, so you can get Malco in addition to sila.
Which one is it?
I think tomorrow Malco,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
What if you did the same twice?
Malco?
Like you did Zerea like on two occasions. Would that be the same as doing a Zerea and a Tolda of it? Or?
I think that's the same thing, but like part of this conversation is really local to Gemara Shabbat in terms of like having one Hela Machai, like passing out or like zoning out and like doing, but yeah, it would be, I don't know if it.
So is doing the Av and the Tolda just like doing the Av twice, or is it really just one act?
I think Bahadi, I was going to ask, I think Bahadi Adadi in this case means the same act, not at,
like
the same, not at the same time. It means in one act, you effectively performed an Av and a Tolda. That's what's going on.
Okay.
Not separate acts, because Rashi says, Lomachayev elachada, Av malacha, vala Tolda dide lomachayev. Meaning, like, I think it's saying, like, if you did them separately, why would you not be chayev and Tolda if you did it separately? The fact that, like, that's a question means that they're, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's a confusion. Like, they're being performed in the same act.
Right.
You're doing one action, it's effectively doing the Av and Tolda. And therefore we're saying that you're pater for one.
Okay.
In Gemara Shabbat, it's clear it doesn't have to be simultaneous. Meaning in the same time, but it's behel and achad, it's in one zone out.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying.
No, you're saying it's simultaneous.
Yeah.
So
yes.
I don't know if that's necessarily, it's certainly not true in Gemara Shabbat. Okay. Question in the back.
I think
we're talking about if you give someone a straw, if you like warn them and you say like, don't do that, you're doing a bracha, right? And you just say the off. Does it count for warning them if they're doing a tolda?
Yes, that's another nafkamina.
As opposed to if you were to warn them about a specific tolda, but then they went and did like a different tolda.
Yeah, then it would be going to straw. Yeah.
I think it was a Mahalik and Maka that if you can give Maka an additional lashes, in addition to Skila, because it's like Mita, I think it's called Mita Richta.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Basically, if you do Skila, you can effectively get two Skilas. Like, we'll give you Skila, and then they'll also give you lashes to give you like a longer death. So it's like a worse punishment.
Show me the answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Fine.
Elachada. Ula Rebbe. So the Rebbe is the last word on the fourth from bottom line. Ula Rebbe Eliezer, the Machayev Atolda, the Makam Av. And what about Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer has like a funny shita that he is Machayev for the Tolda in place of the Av. Amai Kari La Av. So why call it an Av at all? Amai Kari La Tolda, then why call it a Tolda? Hach, the Havah B'Mishkan Chashiva Kari La Av. So for Rabbi Eliezer, we can also find an av coming between avs and toldas, and that is the av is what the actual act that was performed in the Beit HaMikdash, meaning the source for the malachot and how we talk about them, and toldas are acts that are identical in form and function, but we're not specifically what we did in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay?
Is that not masking for everybody? Only that's his opinion? That's not, I always learned that.
No, that is the opinion that will work for him. It'll work for other people also, but because he has this machlokas, we need to create this explanation for him.
Yeah.
How does he see the difference between Av and Toldas? Okay, so all of that, stuck in the subheading, but all of that we're trying to figure out. We have a system of Avs and Toldas in Ezekiel, and we want to know what's the relationship between the Avs and the Toldas. Is it like Shabbos, where Av and Tolda have the same severity? But they have different sources, right? Or is it like Tuma? Ready? Karzola Gabi, sorry, Hashiva Karile Tola. Right. Gabi Tumot, Snan, regarding impurities, we learn in the Mishnah. Avoda Tumot, what are like the super categories of Tuma? Hasheret, the Hashechvat Zera, the Tamemit. Okay, so those three things. So Sheret is a bug, a creepy crawly. Sorry? Okay, Shechvat Zera is, college things. some fancy translation to English, but Tmei Meis and a dead person. Hopefully not college things. I'm here to talk, okay?
What, hopefully not what?
Not college things. I'm making a bad joke. It's okay.
I don't get it, but I don't think I need to.
Okay, correct. Okay, toldos and lav kiosk events. So for those three super categories, their toldos, their subcategories are not of the same severity. What do I mean? Everybody in this room could have been that. Okay. We need to raise money for fans. That's what we need to do.
So we can't hear you either?
I'm sorry? Oh, yeah. Well, I'll get my voice back. I'm okay projecting. Tell me, it's totally okay. The Ilu Av, Metame Adam, the Kalim, because the Av, the super category, can impart purity onto people and onto clothes or stuff. The Ilu Toldot, Ochlin Vamashkin, but the second level of Tuma can only be Metame clothes and drink. Mitam Adam Vekelim Lo, but it's not able to make people tame, right? So that's how like Tuma works. Like
Ochlin Vamashkin are the toldo, or they're what's
no, that's
made tame by the
what could be made tame.
That's a list. Like Ochlin Vamashkin Mitame. How do you read that?
The Ilu Ad Mitame Adam Vekelim, the Ilu Toldo.
Yeah, it's like a weird phrasing. Are Oakland and Lashkin the toldo?
I don't actually know where we are on this
side. It's okay, we're here. The Ilu Av Metame Adam Mekalim. The Ilu Toldot, Oakland and Lashkin Metame. Okay, the Toldot, Oakland and Lashkin Metame.
Adam Mekalim.
Adam Mekalim,
okay.
Lo Metame.
Adam's part of the second.
I think that's all right.
Okay.
Achamai Amar Papa. Okay, so that. Everyone understand the two. So we're looking for the two paradigms. Yeah, so we have one paradigm with Shabbos that same severity, just different sources. And then with Tuma, we have degrading levels of severity. Okay, so now we want to know, what do we want to know?
What's our case? Which one is it?
What do we do with Nzikin? Which one is Nzikin like? When we say there are four Avs, so what is the relationship between the Av and the Tolda? So here we have Rav Papa, like Rav Papa comes in to save the day. Well, kind of, we'll see. My Amar Rav Papa, Yish Mehen Kayotaban, Veyish Mehen Lav Kayotaban. If you are, well, you actually all have printouts. So I would like squiggly underline this, you know, like underline in red. Because this is going to be like the...
I don't know where we're going.
We are on the second page.
Fifth line down.
We're in the fifth line.
Ah.
Okay, so Rav Papa says, well, you know what? There are some that are kind of like category one, and there's some that are like category two. So what are we going to do for the next two pages?
Figure out which one's
which. Okay, we're going to come back to Rav Papa. Okay. Yesh man, because maybe that's okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Gimel Avot Nemru Bashor. Okay, can I get the whiteboard?
There's a marker on the...
I have a marker. Eraser.
That's what I did. Words.
Wow.
Wow,
so
this is awesome.
Did someone write with a non-dry eraser?
No, sometimes, like, it just happens sometimes.
You have to erase it.
This is surprising. I wrote this last week.
Do you want to look forward to this?
I think lifting works. I think like Purell works.
Yes, it does.
If you say so. Yeah. Does like water work?
No,
let's
try this. Alright, we don't need diagrams. Where we're going, we don't need no roads. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, there we go. Thank you, Talia. Okay, now clap twice. Okay, great. Fine. So now we... Now we're going to go on a beautiful journey into the depths of all the categories of Avot in order to figure out which one is like Shabbos and which one's like Tuma. So let's start with Karen. Sorry, not Karen. Let's start with Shor. Okay, Shor has three subcategories. A Karen, the Horn, the Shane, and the Regel. Let's calm down. The Horn, the Teeth, and the Foot. Karen Minala. Now, where do we know Karen from? How do we learn it out? The Tanur Rabbana, the rabbis taught. Ki yigach, ein agicha. Okay, it says in Shmot Kaf Aleph. Shmot Kaf Aleph is like where most of this is from. And if you want to do yourself a favor, it's a good thing to read through Shmot Kaf Aleph once, just to figure out where all our psukim are coming from. But in Shmot Kaf Aleph, when he talks about animals growing stuff, it says ki yigach. Okay, what does yigach mean? Yiga ein agicha ela b'karen. Nagicha means Karen, so that's where I get my super category of Karen from, because it says nagicha. How do I know that nagicha means Karen? How do I know that nagicha means to like gore? How do I know? But where did I figure out that nagicha means Karen? Shenemar, it says in Malachim Aleph, Vayas lo tzidkia ben Kanana karne barzel v'yomer ko amar Hashem be'ela tenagach et aran. So Tzidkia ben Kanana is facing off the, it's like the real prophet versus the fake prophet. And Hashem tells him to pick up these like steel horns and say, like, with these you will spear through Aram. It's a moving episode. And it also gives us exactly what we need, which is a connection between the word Karen, Karnei Barzel, and the word Tenagach. You will, spear through or whatever. Okay, so that's a good connection. And then the Gemara continues. But Omer, we have another textual source. B'chor shoro hadalo, the kanei ra'en, karna behem amim yinagach. Okay, anyone who's like, pay attention during Simchat Torah, that's Yosef's bracha. In Yosef's bracha, you can underline the word karnei and yinagach. So there's a connection between karen, the word karen, and yinagach. Okay, so that's wonderful. What's not wonderful about this? We have two textual sources.
Why do we need two?
Oh, great. Why did we stop at one?
Because there's two. Same call by all.
Thanks, Gandhi. Always
going to
rely on
that. Oh, that sounds weird to laugh without a voice. okay. My Omer. Why did it say Omer? Why didn't you just like cut it out? Like, one was enough. What was wrong with the first one? Maybe I'll say, because the first example was from Malachim Aleph, it was from the Navi, and we're trying to prove a point about the Torah. And if you can't, the Navi is really good and really important, but you can't, like, learn how to... You need a Makor sheet? We have extras.
You have extras?
Yeah, yeah. By Makor sheet, I just mean Gemara. That's true. Okay, so maybe you'll say, yeah, the Navi is great and all, but we can't learn things on a Torah level out from the Navi. That we have like a certain kind of pecking order in that respect. Tashma, yeah, Dibre Torah, Midibre Kabbalah Lo Yofinan. Tashma, Bechor Shoro, Hadar Lo. So that's why we say the pasuk from Vezor Bracha. That was the next question. Ah, excellent. Gabi, do you have a rude and curt answer for Ellie?
No, I have one to the last time you laughed, but it's too late now. Okay.
We'll always remember what could have been. Okay.
Marshmallows are good excuses.
Yo, Ellie, owe you an insult now.
Okay.
Like, actually, though.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, tomorrow night.
Chips. Look at that. It's so good.
Okay, but that's actually not the Gemara's answer. The Gemara's first question. The Gemara's first question is. Shh. Thank you. Toba, can I put you in charge of the clapping?
Sure.
Okay, excellent. Casey, it's good to know that you called me out on snacks because you really wanted some marshmallows.
Yeah, I really wanted snacks. It's the problem with 7 o'clock tomorrow is that I have to have dinner at like
6:30. We're all suffering. Okay, so that's not the Gemara's first problem. The Gemara's second problem is going to be Ellie's problem. The Gemara's first problem is you're telling me we're learning things out? We're not learning things out. I'm not like darshaning Malachim Aleph. I'm just looking at the words. The words say Karen and Agaf. Like, it's okay to learn out words from...
It's a Peshat question, it's not a Drash question.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll put it in that paradigm. Denegicha bekerenu, Gilui milta ba'almuhu denegicha bekerenu. It's just revealing the words. It's just explaining what the words mean. Elamau detema, kipali rachmana bein tam lemuad, hani mili betlusha, aval bemuchuberet, ema kula muedahi. No, because the thing is in Malachim Aleph, what differentiates Malachim Aleph or makes it an odd makor, is because the carne barzel are not actually made out of real karen, they're actually made out of steel, and then zoo the animal. So you might have inferred that there is a halachic nafkamina for separated or non-connected horns versus connected horns.
Wait, hang on. Also from the source of Malachim Aleph?
Only from the source of Malachim
Aleph. But then still, why does it...
Wait, hang on. If we can't...
got it.
should we pick straws?
Yes.
All right, you go.
No.
Please, everyone at the same time.
So, hang on. Why is it even a kosher? We're saying, like, oh, like, you can't... We don't touch now halacha from Malachim, because... Yeah, and then we're like, oh, it's just a pshat question. We're like, no. But, like, we have to touch now halacha because you might have touched now halacha. Like...
Oh, that's meta. Hold on.
It's like totally circular. Like the whole question here is saying like you might have done, like what's the problem with Malachim? We're not darshaning out halacha. And we're like no. You don't understand. Like had we not said this, you might have darshaned out a halacha from that. No, we wouldn't. You just told me.
Does everyone understand what Gavi just said? Hold on.
Why does it want to use Malachim Aleph so much? Like there's all these differences from it. There's the carne barzel. There's the part of the connected, the not like what? Why is it trying to use it?
Ellie, that was your previous question, and yeah. The Gemara hasn't asked it yet. When the Gemara asks it, then we'll more than happy to. Should I give away the answer? Here, Ellie. The reason is you would never have thought to jump to. I'll get you in a second. You would never have thought to jump to Yosef's bracha for a good explanation of Karen and Negicha. Why? Because what is like Yosef's bracha about? It's really about like animals warning each other?
It's just a pshat thing.
It's like flowery poetry.
But it's a pshat thing, so what's the problem?
But what does pshat mean in the context of poetry?
Yeah.
Does fog really roll into London on cat's feet?
What a deep question.
I've never been to London.
Okay, Alyssa, I'll take your question.
Bobby said.
Oh, let me explain what Gabi said, and then to everyone else, and then I want to hear Alyssa's answer. So what Gabi's asking is, we rejected. First, we said that we can't learn from Malachim Aleph because it's not possible to learn from Divrei Kabbalah to Divrei Torah, from the Navi to the Torah. And then once we said like, no, that's not the problem. The problem is that if we had learned that way, you would have thought that there's halacha to be learned here that is incorrect. And Gavi's problem is we just rejected the possibility of learning halacha from Malachim Aleph. Alyssa's answer.
It's possible that it's just defining it as a subset, and then there's a different aspect of a halacha derivation. But this was just kind of like saying, yeah, this is similar to that, and like we need that connection between the Karen and the Negicha, and once we have that, you can accept it as a subset.
So there's two different things at play here.
So you're saying that learning the words would be problematic, but learning a specific halacha is actionable, is possible.
No, I'm saying the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah, because that sounded counterintuitive. That makes more sense.
Okay,
but that's still that's exactly the kasha here, though.
That's not for the opposite of what happens in the Gemara. They have the child question, and they're like, that doesn't make any sense, and they're like, no, you might have gotten halacha from it, which you're allowed to do. So like they are getting halacha and they're not getting shot. Like I agree with you in theory, but that's like the opposite of what happens here.
Are you answering Gavi?
Maybe.
Are you asking questions?
Please do.
Try. I don't know. Is it possible that
the pasuk from the Torah to come to halacha, but it's using the pasuk from Malachim to just like explain what Karen means, because as you said, it's like poetic and whatever, so they need maybe another proof text to explain it. It's not necessarily poetic in this context, because here's another usage of it that would also make sense.
I mean, I don't know, it doesn't like...
I don't think it answers your question.
Yeah, I think the question would still stand. Like, that makes sense, but... Like, I don't see how that, like, how the poetic usage of it would answer how it can be used as all of them.
I don't quite understand why these examples are being brought at all, because, like, they use the same words, but neither of them are about real boars hurting real, you know, people with their horns.
Right, so that's the final answer as to why we need both of these, is because one of them is talking about something real, but it's not actual horns, and the other is talking about horns, but isn't real, it's poetry. So we need
right.
both of them to kind of complete each other, and to prove that Karen and Negicha, the word Karen and the word Negicha are connected in both scenarios, it must
okay.
mean that
okay.
they complete each other.
It's like when Rashi brings two answers for a
lesson. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I owe you a better
yeah,
answer.
Keep going.
I owe you a better answer. Okay. Okay, so we need the second verse, because we don't want to accidentally learn an untrue halacha from the first, and we really need both of them, because like we said, they complete each other, because one is not talking about real horns and one is not talking about reality, it's talking about poetry. Not that poetry is not reality, it's just poetry might be more real, but, you know, talk to your local Orthodox oatmeal guy for more on that. Good. So now we're continuing on. If we had our handy dandy...
Where was the Hell's Kasha in the Gemara?
Later.
It actually wasn't. I remember it being there. Okay. Ella is like Mama Sharishan, so what can I tell you? Okay, in our handy dandy tree chart. In our handy dandy tree chart, we had Shore, Karen, Shane, Rago. Okay. Now we're up to line something. We're like towards the middle. Told of the Karen Mahi. So now I'm inside Karen and I want to know what the sub categories of Karen are. They are the following. Negifa, Neshicha, Revita, Uveita. Negifa is like when the animal pushes, like with its side. Neshicha is when it bites. Revita is when it tramples. And Veita is when it kicks. I got that right. Maishna, Negicha, Zekari Lav. Okay. Why should Negicha not be... why are we using... Why are we using the word negifa when negicha is the av? Ready? Maisha negicha the kari la'av, tichtiv ki gach negifa. Ki gach negifa namiktiv ki gof. Okay, so if you were to open Shmuel Kavalev, you would see that in the space of, I think, one pasuk, if not one pasuk, then it's certainly in the context of one idea, the Torah switches from the word yigach to the word yigof. Okay, so yigach and yigof mean basically the same thing. So if they mean the same thing, then why is it that yigach is... This is why I like tree charts, because it makes more sense. Okay, so this was Karen, and Karen is the same thing as negicha, and underneath Karen is negifa. So why should they be two different things if they seem to mean the same thing? Here you go. Hi, negifa, negicha hi. Negifa, negicha are the same thing. So what exactly is different about them? Tanya, we have a bright that teaches, Patach benegifa, v'siyem benegifa. We opened with negifa, and we finished with negifa, meaning open and finished in the context of Shmot Kaf Aleph, in Parsha Mishpatim, if you take a look there. Lamar lecha, to teach you, zoi negifa, this is negifa, and this is negifa, maishna gabe adam, dektiv ki gach, maishna gabe behem, dektiv ki go. Why is it that by a person it says ki yigach and by an animal it says ki yigof? Adam v'ilem mazla k'tiv ki yigach, behema v'ilem mazla k'tiv ki yigof. So a person has mazel, we'll explain in a second, and an animal doesn't have mazel. So so we have one word about attacking a person and one word for attacking an animal because they are different from each other. So mazel could mean one of two things. It depends on, I guess, your like fundamental orientation, right? You might think that mazel means, literally means constellations, right? And people are born to certain constellations, and that means that there's like divine providence or maybe not divine providence. Excuse me. So anyway, people have like a certain level of luck, right? And for an animal to attack a person versus attacking another animal is much more difficult, right? Because people are protected by their mazel. It could mean that, or it could mean that...
What about Ein Mazel Yisrael?
That is... Shoshi points to a hot topic that is like an easy... I have that sheet already. I could give it to Maya. There are... Suffice to say that there are competing voices in Chazal about how we relate to things like horoscopes. Not that you should be, not that you should ignore your sound set horoscope and all that garbage, but...
I feel like Chazal thinks Israel is a terrible horoscope.
Yeah, but it's cool. Okay. We bring it to Tova, ourselves.
I need your clapping.
Gabi, Chazal doesn't care how you feel.
And hear yourself
to it. Oh, I thought you wanted to do like a... Oh, I thought we were clapping together.
I have a book holder.
Okay, hold on. We have 2 minutes left. We have 2 minutes left.
Do you want to clock?
Okay, mazal could also mean that people are more aware in ways that animals aren't, right? It's harder for an animal to gore a person because people are like, oh my god, there's an animal with horns. I'm
going
to
avoid
that.
But is that really true in animals?
You know, that's between you and zoologists. I don't know. I know a guy, if you're interested. We could... And he's Afka, a big rationalist, so we can ask
just thinking
Rabbi that, Nathan Slifkin what he thinks of this one.
Animals always run away from me, and people don't really do that.
Yeah, I feel like it's the opposite. People are going to be like, oh, it's fine, it's a cuddly cow.
No, the animals are predators.
Okay. Will Darshan zoology and the history of Rabbi Slifkin and Rabbi Chanmish another time. Tova, do your thing. All right. Anyway, mazlak ti kiigach beima delela mazlak ti kiigo. Umelta agav orchei kamash malan, and the language of the halacha is just reflecting, you know, life and the way things work. Agav orchei kamash malan. The muad la adam ave muad la beima, muad la beima lo have muad la adam. That an animal that becomes a muad. Now we haven't talked about muad in time yet, but basically, like. I guess that, like, animals are kind of allowed a free pass. Like, if an animal harms some other animal, like, oh, it was an accident. But it can only be an accident so many times before we start suspecting the animal of being a violent beast. However, if an animal gores a person, there's no, like, you don't get, a free pass because people have mazel, right? Okay? So in order for an animal to attack a person requires, like, a certain level of inherent violence. Therefore, we can say, and this is like the upshot of the ki-gach, ki-ego dichotomy, that if an animal is considered a muad for an animal because of goring animals, then it's also considered, that doesn't necessarily make it, which way does it go? Muad la'adam ha've muad la'behema. Okay, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's a muad for people, because it's not crazy for an animal to gore an animal, but it is crazy for an animal to gore a person. However, the opposite is not true. If an animal...
The subject in this case
is the animal? Hold on. You start raising your hand. an animal gores another animal... an animal gores a person is considered to be violent across the board, because any animal that would go out of its way to gore a person is likely to be someone who gores an animal that gores animals. Yes?
Just clarify. The subject of both these cases is the animal. The animal's doing nothing.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We're not talking about people growing animals, but that is a subject for another time. Okay. Seeing as we're towards the end, I just want to spend 30 seconds just wrapping up what we covered so far, and we'll continue next week. So we started with the four avos of Nezikin. There are four super categories, and we explained how not a single one of them could be extrapolated from the other one because they all have different qualities. But they have one thing in common, which is that. That you're responsible for them, that they're they tend to damage, and then if they do damage, that the payment for damage can be taken from the best of your land. Then the Gemara wanted to know what type of toldos are we talking. If this is an Ava, it means it's toldos. What is the relationship between Avs and Tolda in the world of Nezikin? Is it like the world of Shabbat, where Avs and Toldas are of the same severity, but of different sources? And we talked for a couple minutes about what that means in the world of Shabbat. Or is it more like Tuma, where... I think I got my voice back. Every subsequent level of tuma has less degree of severity, right? So you start with a dead body, and something gets tuma from the body, and it's able to impart a lesser level of tuma to something else. And if that something else gets tuma, it can impart even less tuma to only something very, very sensitive and very susceptible to tuma. So there you have like decreasing levels of sensitivity. We have the statement of Rav Papa, which I want you all to keep in mind because we're going to come back to it. That some things are, for an Ezekiel, some things are like this, and some things are like this, and now we're going to try to figure out which one's which. So we started with, we have the four categories, and we're trying to figure out which category he's talking about. So we started with the first category, which is Shor. In the world of Shor, there are three toldas of Shor. Someone help me out here. Karen, Shane, Ragel. And then we started talking a little bit more about Karen. Karen has itself four toldas, and the four toldas are kicking, shoving, biting. Okay, so far we haven't figured out what Rav Papa was talking about, because all of these so far are Shabbos style, not Tuma style. Questions?
Back to them. I think the Gemara does address this later, so then feel free to skip it. We can talk about why Rebitza and Vita are considered Toldo of Karen and not Regal.
We are. I think we're. I'm pretty sure we're talking about that.
Okay. Yeah. So then,
Here,
now, sure.
It's like three lines from now. It's very good. You can always take yourself an extra brownie for asking a question that Gemara is going to ask. It just means you're thinking the right way. Any more questions? Awesome. That's a wrap.